This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Utah Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz, recently reelected to represent the folks in Utah's 3rd Congressional District. He is also a prominent figure in this debate that is emerging over how intrusive our airport security ought to be. In fact, Chaffetz sponsored in the House in 2009 the Aircraft Passenger Whole Body Imaging Limitations Act, which was actually approved, but never went anywhere in the U.S. Senate. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
You were ahead of the curve on this, certainly, as obviously this has exploded into a major controversy over the last week. You have called this basically TSA porn. It's not worth exposing your wife and kids to these type of images to secure an airplane. What tipped you off in the beginning that this was not worth putting into our airports and making folks go through all this?
Well, the whole body imaging technology was deployed originally in Salt Lake City. It was one of the test sites. And so as I was elected to Congress, I'm just a freshman here, I started getting on a plane every 3-4 days. And as I went through it, I thought, what are these machines? And the more I learned about them, the more I thought, this is an intrusive violation. There has got to be a way to be more effective and yet less invasive. And yet these machines have been deployed even more for in greater numbers, and consequently, I think now the public is starting to become aware of what, you know, I saw in Salt Lake City a year and a half ago.
It's been an interesting debate over the past week among conservatives because there is a divergence of opinion on it. Why do you believe this crosses the line where some of your colleagues don't?
Well, I think if they truly understood everything that is seen, I think that that they would be more on my side. I think there's a false choice that is being presented to the American people, and that is you need to give up your liberty in the name of security. And that's just not right. I think what we should be saying is we need to be more effective, less invasive, that we need to be respectful of people's personal privacy, and we need to start doing some of the things that are more effective and actually catch the bad guys, because, you know, the United States is under a threat, and the threat is very real.
One of those effective things a lot of folks are saying this week is the P word, profiling. It certainly is a political lightning rod, but folks point to the effectiveness of that system for El Al and Israel's national security when it comes to the airlines. Is that something that you would advocate? And if so, why do you think it hasn't gotten more traction?
Absolutely. Well, now that it's become an outrage and people say, well, look, we still have to secure an airplane. How do we do that? Two things need to happen. One is profiling, not based solely on somebody's religion or based solely on somebody's, you know, skin color or anything like that. But we could profile terrorists and be very successful, and that's much what the Israelis do. The second thing we could do immediately that would be more effective is have people go through a metal detector and then walk in close proximity to a bomb-sniffing dog. The Pentagon recently conducted a study trying to figure out how are they going to detect bomb-type components, because in the theater of war, they're having to deal with this on, obviously, a daily basis. Their conclusion was it's the good old-fashioned dog that is the best detector of these types of materials. And if the terrorists are going to hide these things in body cavities or whatnot, a dog is still going to be able to pick up on it.
Congressman, obviously we're in a lame duck session now, but as you look forward to the next few weeks and into the new Congress, do you expect this to come up for a debate, legislatively speaking, again?
Well, I think the operative word there is lame, because we haven't been tackling anything of any substance yet. We should be dealing with the tax issue. We should be dealing with this TSA issue. It's sitting over in the Senate. I wish the Senate would act on this issue. They have legislation that's already passed here in the House of Representatives. There are lots of things that we should be doing to focus on the economy and jobs and cutting back the spending in this country, but lame is about all we've done so far.
Congressman, you've also been quoted as saying while you're not obviously in favor of the system, as you've explained very clearly in the last few minutes, you are not in favor of this proposed national opt-out day, the day before Thanksgiving next week, in which folks would opt out of going through the scan and go through the pat-down, which is a whole other controversy. What do you encourage folks to do in order to try and correct this if they see this as a major problem?
Well, they need to engage with their lawmakers. They need to engage with their members of Congress. I guess what I'm hesitant about is I don't want somebody to miss their flight, miss being with their family on Thanksgiving or being with grandma in the name of a protest. This debate, this issue is not going away. It will only get worse, not better. They're deploying more and more of these machines. They're getting more invasive on the so-called pat-downs. But I don't know. The day before Thanksgiving, one of our biggest travel days, I don't know if that's a good day of protest.
Let me just follow up with you real quickly on the pat-downs, because we've been spending most of our time talking about the images. What's your assessment of those, and whether folks are going to end up feeling any more comfortable going through that than having their image on the screens?
Well, they're going to feel something, I can assure you of that. You know, and the pictures and the accounts that we're hearing across the country are just way too much. Again, I think our country just has to demand more effective, less invasive measures, and not presume so much guilt. Do some profiling, adhere to that no-fly list, which has been poorly implemented. These are the types of things that will have a truly remarkable effect, but those pat-downs are not fun.
Congressman, we appreciate your time today, and we'll look forward to seeing if there will be any congressional action, either in the lame duck or beyond.
Thank you.
Congressman Jason Chaffetz from Utah's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.